Kelly Cruz is here. She is the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, and we're talking about events happening downtown. So recently, now it's been cold, but you still have events when it was cold out. For example, in March, the St. Patty's Day pub crawl. That was good, right?
Yeah, and also the parade.
The parade, St. Patrick's Day Parade.
The parade had a great turnout, yes. It was a wonderful turnout. Probably over 4,000 people down there. It was good.
I heard about Soup and Steins.
Yeah,
it was pretty
sold out
good.
Events.
Yeah.
A brand new event, and we sold out. And, I mean, everyone walked away extremely full. I'll tell you that much. It was a great, fun event. And, I mean, I think I was trying to be selective on the soups I was trying just because I knew I had to keep working. And I think I tried 5 or 6, and I went home that night in a food coma. They were so good. I mean, the restaurants really pulled out all the stops and really creative soups like Moroccan lamb stew and Chipotle beer cheese soup. And I mean, everything was so creative.
I love beer cheese soup.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah, you're talking to a guy who never had a beer in his life, but I like beer cheese soup.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, that's a great, yeah, chili ice walk we talked about last time.
Yes.
That was
awesome.
That was big. So it's a lot of big stuff coming up. Now, the weather's getting a little warmer, so the events start piling up. Now, for April, we've got on the 12th, which is
this Saturday.
This Saturday is the Candy Hop from noon to 2 p.m. This is more of a family event.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is, the kids should be getting excited here. Bring your bunny ears and your Easter baskets, and you basically get to sort of trick or treat, but Easter style downtown, and over 30 businesses are participating. So there'll be a lot of candy. We've got a scavenger hunt for the kids as well to do, which is everything is 100% free. And the streets are always, we're going to have a face painter out there. I mean, it's just a fun day, right? I mean, everyone's been cooped up. It has been cold. We just had snow on Monday.
We're having snow today. What are you talking about?
I think I looked at the weather this morning for Saturday. I'm guessing it's going to be maybe 50s, which is going to feel like a heat wave.
And I want everybody to know the snow showers today, they're not my fault. I didn't put the snow shovels away yet. They're still outside.
Don't just.
No, I didn't do it. I didn't put the juju on this whole thing. It's not my fault if it snows.
I think it was that last day in March where it was, 75 degrees that got us really pumped. And then just Debbie Downer came in and said, no, we're going to make you wait another month or two.
Well, I thought we were going to get to put the whammy on it when my wife put the mats that melt the snow on our steps. She put them away and said, don't do that. You're going to put the whammy on us with this.
So we're blaming it on her.
That's what I'm doing. Okay, so the Candy Hop is coming up this Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. And just park your car, get the kids. Now, they need to bring a bag?
If you don't have a bag, stop at the DRC office, 425 Main Street. We will give you a bag, a map. Reef Point Brewhouse is giving half-price lunches for all kids. So stop in there and get your coupon for
look
that.
Look at you.
I know.
Helpful Hannah over here, helping people out. That's great.
Yes, we'll have everything for them.
Okay, now, May.
May gets busy.
Hopefully, there's no snow showers in May. First Fridays kicks in May 2nd.
This is going to be a wonderful First Fridays. I just have to say that it's going to be a creative crawl, art-themed First Friday. And so we've got so many businesses that are hosting artists, doing really creative things, window art. We're going to be doing a community kite art. Artists, authors, sketch artists going to be out there. Really, we have such a phenomenal art scene in downtown Racine that we don't always highlight that. Of course, the Racine Art Museum has been an integral part in this and artist gallery to help plan this. So we will have like passport map where you can go to all these different places. But what a wonderful way to kick off First Fridays. And even if it's a little chilly, you can go in the stores and warm up, and they'll be ready for you.
Last time on the First Friday, I went to the RAM, and I was walking around.
Always free admission during.
Yeah, I was walking around. I said, this place is great.
Yeah, they're going to be doing, they're hosting a DJ, they're hosting window art, they are hosting quite a bit to really kick off this event.
Yeah, just go in there, roam around, and you might find out you like it.
Yeah,
Who knew? You might find it, you enjoy it. So that's First Fridays, and that'll be First Fridays for the entire, into fall.
Actually, we go all the way through December. So this is we only take off January through April, and then every First Friday from here on out gets bigger, better, more a theme every month that's a little different. So, you know, stay tuned. But we have some really fun things happening.
And the best part is when you get to Monument Square, you get to meet all these people who owe you money, and you can run into them and say, "Hey, Sam, remember that money I lent you?" So you get to meet these people face to face. They can pay you what they owe
How
you.
How many people do you owe money to, or do they owe money to you?
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
You know, I learned something in life. My mother told me this years ago. If you're going to lend money to somebody, just give it to them as a gift.
Don't expect it back.
It's a gift. Exactly. Because if you're worried about getting paid back, it's going to ruin the... Here's a gift. Enjoy it. And I'm never going to ask for it back.
Yeah,
my mother, she was good at that stuff. She took my bar mitzvah money once. It wasn't a lot of money. But I was 13 years old, and she took the money. And to the day she passed away a couple of years ago, I still said, "What do you ever do with that? Is that still bothering you?" I said, "You know, it is still bothering you. What'd you do with that?" It wasn't a lot. It was like $40. And I said, "I'd just like to know what you did with it." And she had no story. She took it. I don't know why.
No.
I don't know why she
kept food on the table, so maybe it went to a good cause.
You know what? And I just did it to annoy her, and it really worked. She was 92 years old, and I still asked her, "What to do with that money you took from me?"
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, so we got First Fridays coming up on the 2nd. The next day, it's the Wine Walk.
Yeah, we have our Wine Walks have been hugely popular. I believe we're in our, you know, 6th or 7th year of doing them. I'd have to check back, but it is... We do it 2 weekends in a row because we just get so many people that want to do it. And the first weekend falls in line with the Kentucky Derby. So you get a lot of people that come with wearing the hats and then, you know, the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it looks like My Fair Lady out there.
It's fun. It's a great thing. And then the following weekend falls in line with Mother's Day. So having those 2 weekends, you make it your own. New this year, which we're really excited about, is we're doing VIP tickets. So a very limited amount this first year. But and we're about half sold out of those already. But so some of the ladies are gonna and men, sorry, are gonna be walking around with VIP passes, and there's a whole thing that goes with that. But everything is on our website.
How do you get that? Oh, you get it. Go to the website.
You can just go to our website and learn more about those tickets and what all is included. But yeah, it's 30 different stops for everybody, general admission. So you really get to explore downtown. You really get to shop. Every place has snacks along the way. It's fun. I mean, the people out there have a good time.
I don't know where it was. It was somewhere downtown. Some organization had the Derby Day, the day of the Kentucky Derby. And I went in there, and all these women were wearing the...
Yeah, I think it was the Johnson Building on the corner, you know, where they used to have a big... I think it was... Yeah, All Saints Foundation might have used to host a big gala and fundraiser there for that. But... A lot of people just come downtown, and I think the Derby's at 5 o'clock, and the Wine Walk is from 1 to 6. So it falls right in line. So get your hat. You can get your hat at Dimples Imports too. They have more Derby hats than you would ever imagine.
Yeah, Fair Lady out there.
If you don't know where to get a Derby hat for both men and women, Dimples Imports has an entire wall full of fun ones.
And the guys have to wear the ascots with the
ones called?
The top hats.
No, but the women. What are those ones called that they attach to your hat?
Yes, I know what that is. That's a something aider.
This is trivia for the day.
Oh, don't say anything. Hold on. It's right on the tip of my head here. Let me back the back of my head here. Slap it.
Fascinator?
Fascinator. That's it. It's the fascinator. That's
Kelly won Don Zero.
No. I said something aider. I couldn't think of the name of it. Fascinator. I got you going on that. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation with me. We're talking about all the events coming to downtown. You have any new stores to talk about?
Oh, my gosh. Aero Smoothies just opened up. Yes, 2 days ago.
Like the way I got you going on that?
Yeah, that was exciting. Especially exciting because it's right across the street from my office. And they do like the acai bowls and all fresh fruit smoothies. Everything is healthy. They don't add sugar to anything. If there is sweetness, it's all just fresh frozen fruit and honey. And it's going to be great.
Remember that Seinfeld episode with the yogurt that was supposed to be fat-free? And everybody was eating all they can. And everybody's looking at their stomachs, and all of a sudden they're getting fat.
I don't remember that episode.
And it turns out there was fat in it. And everybody's, Newman's eating all he can. He's getting fatter because they said it was fat-free, and it wasn't. So where is the smoothie place? What's it called, first of all?
Aero Smoothies.
And where is it located exactly? I know where your office is. But...
Yes, it's right next to RG Natural Babies. So I believe on the 400 block of Main. And so just a really great young entrepreneur. And if you love smoothies, you love acai bowls.
Now what is that?
Acai?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a frozen acai berry. It tastes a lot like ice cream, but the way they make it, it's actually just blended up acai berries. And it looks like a purple ice cream. And then on top of it, you put bananas and granola and fresh fruit. And it's like dessert for breakfast, but it's healthy for you.
You're talking about a guy who never leaves the house and watches Dateline reruns all day. So so when you say these things, that's why I don't know about them. Too busy watching.
I think a lot of people
would
be really excited because Abrazo closed last year, and that was the one place to get smoothies. So our smoothie place, there's one place on 6th Street, too. To get smoothies too. So
all right, smoothies for breakfast. I like it already because I'm hungry. Let's see, we got here First Friday's Wine Walk. Another Wine Walk's coming up the following week on the 10th. Yeah. Now, what is this Spring Feast on the Streets?
Oh,
I'm hungry. This sounds really good.
We always love talking about food, me and you. Yeah, this is for all the foodies out there. So basically, it's a Friday night, May 23rd. You get to sample 10 different downtown restaurants all in one night. So, and we're talking not just a little plate. These are like decent sized samplings of everything from, we'll have Mexican, Irish, Italian, American, and everything in between. So we're going to be announcing that menu very soon. But those tickets do sell out as well because everybody loves food. And so it's basically, it's rather than going out for your typical Friday night fish fry, since maybe you're sick of it after, all of these Lent Fridays, this is just a great event to go down and splurge and just taste all of our wonderful restaurants because we have so many good ones.
That's on May 23rd. Yep. And what's American food?
Like sliders. So Pepe's did wonderful.
I'm just thinking because most American food is from other countries. We just call it American food.
Yeah, we had sliders and meatballs. Well, meatballs, but they're more like I guess those can be Italian.
They're American meatballs.
We had wings. Are those considered? So you got three different flavored wings, but then they were like Thai wings. And
then it's Thai food.
Yeah, I know.
I know it's tough to come up with American food. We kind of steal from everybody.
Well, Reef Point Brewhouse does a really great platter of like smoky barbecue brisket.
Okay, barbecue. All right, that's us.
Brisket type things. Yeah. So you could they never disappoint.
On French bread.
Italian bread. That's going to be fun. And then... I mean, we are jam-packed in May. And then in May, we kick off Haymarket, May 29th.
That's a birthday area for me there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Haymarket is us sort of taking the Racine Harbor Market that we've had the last couple years, 3 years now, and it's now Haymarket. We've renamed it.
The original name.
We rebranded it. We re-rebranded it back to the original name of Monument Square, which is Haymarket. And we've got a phenomenal acoustic music lineup. So every time you're there, you're going to hear a great acoustic band or unplugged band. Food trucks. We have so many cool vendors.
When did food trucks become the hottest thing?
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's having food truck events now.
It's crazy. But we're going to have lots of food trucks down there, beer garden, and then, of course, your typical... farmers market, produce and flowers and honey, because I know you love your honey.
My wife, local honey.
So we'll have
She
all
said
of
that's
those
what
things.
Keeps you from getting sick because the local honeys, the honeybees have the whatever the things are that they keep you from getting sick because it's all in the honey.
Okay.
Because that's why you want local honey.
Well, you can stock up starting on May 29th.
I got my dealer. He goes down there.
So it's a night market. So it's every other Thursday in the summer from 4 to 7 p.m. So it's sort of a cool vibe. It's different than your Saturday morning type market because, like I said, we have.
If you go online, you can actually see old pictures in the 1800s of people bringing their hay for sale at the hay market.
Horses there, yeah.
Yeah, I told you my whole story yesterday. I put the hay in the street by accident. Yeah. That's a whole big story. I'll tell some other time on the air. But.
Yeah, so I'm talking May is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 big events in May.
All right, hang in there just a few more minutes because we got some more events. I want to talk about the beginning of the summer. Ah, that's nice to talk about at the beginning of the summer. Kelly Cruz is here, reminiscing, crying about the good old days. She's executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Where'd you grow up, by the way?
Where'd I grow up?
Yeah.
Whitefish, Montana.
Oh, yo, Montana.
Yep.
You're the first person I ever met from Montana. I remember I took a Amtrak train once.
Goes right through Whitefish.
And yeah, it went right through there. I got off at the Mall of America, but it was the people who were on the train with us, we had dinner with on the Amtrak train, were going to Whitefish, Montana.
Yeah, it's right. It stops right into the downtown. So my parents had a downtown shop. So I've been in downtowns my whole life, but just probably five buildings into the downtown from the Amtrak. It was less than a block from that stop. Yeah.
Winters here probably are nothing compared to what you had in Montana.
I mean, they're somewhat similar. They're really not too different. It's snow and it's cold.
Does everybody know what everybody knows?
At least in Montana, everybody's like skiing and enjoying the winter, where here we just sort of bundle up and complain.
Grumble about it.
Yeah.
So does everybody in the entire state know everybody?
Well, it's such a big state. It's so huge. Anytime you want to go anywhere, it's like a 3-hour drive.
The guy who used to own this radio station back in the early 90s, the guy who hired me here, he owned a station in Montana. Hmm. I forget where it was, but he owned one of the stations in Montana. I said, really? All the way up there? Wow. All right, well, I didn't know you were from Montana. Yeah. Well, there you go. This is what Montana people look like. You look pretty, you look normal. Okay, we're talking about some events coming to the Downtown Racine Corporation. We got it right through May. And let's talk about the Summer Bash. I know it's hard to believe with snow showers in the forecast, but the Summer Bash is coming up on June 6th.
This is when First Fridays really just becomes a summer-type event. You know, Monument Square will be rocking with the band and a DJ, free hot dogs. We'll have ice cream vendors. We'll be doing a ton of activities for the kids. It's really just, we call it our summer kickoff party because, as you can see from our event calendar, once June hits, we've got about, 14 events per week or per month. So it gets pretty busy.
So nobody in your office can take a vacation during these events.
Well, we probably not. No, don't give them ideas, Don.
Wow. This is a lot of stuff. And you don't have a huge staff.
No. So that's not the best time for vacation.
So, First Fridays. And then you got something coming up it's on the same line, by the way, if you notice.
Yeah, but it's Saturday.
A different event. The mini golf pub crawl. Now, this is like putt-putt golf type of thing, right?
Yeah, and it's really not a pub crawl anymore. It's actually it's grown in popularity. So it's actually just a mini golf crawl where every business sets up their own mini golf hole and everyone is unique. So you basically walk around downtown and you putt-putt mini golf and you can have a twosome or a foursome. At the end of it, we've got huge, prizes for best dressed, worst score, best score, hole-in-ones. But it's so funny because these people really dress up for the occasion. I mean, I'm talking their best golf gear, and it's
What's
so
that,
cute.
That Tamashan hat they wear with the
plaid socks. It's really like a cool event. And so it's not just at bars at all. In fact, it's about half retail stores and then half bars. So
I have to try that because I'm good at putt-putt golf.
Yeah, it's just you get your foursome together or your twosome and golf. I don't know. Who doesn't love mini golf?
Well, yeah, that I could do. It's the real golf that I can do.
Yeah, there's no real golf.
But putt-putt, you remember the windmill hole they used to have?
Yes, I was always the last hole.
Yeah, the windmill hole, and then you'd hit the ball, and it would hit the windmill thing,
course,
and it bounced back at you. Finally, you take the ball, you throw it through.
Yeah,
there's always one person that couldn't get it through there.
The businesses have gotten so creative every year with their mini golf hole. I mean, sometimes you've got to go through it's pretty crazy. You'd have to see it. There's tires involved, kegs, all of these different. Everyone is so interesting. That's what makes it really fun.
And by the way, everything we're talking about this morning is available on the DRC website, which is Downtown Racine.
Actually, it's racinedowntown.com.
That's why you're here. Racinedowntown.com. And you look for the events calendar on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll see everything on there. Then you can go to the one that explains it even more. You have a detailed explanation of it there.
Yes.
All right, let's get into June here. The Haymarket is 4 to 7 p.m. That's on the 12th.
Yep. So we'll continue with our Haymarket, which again is sort of a glorified farmer's market, but sort of a farmer's market that's rocking, right? It's a night market. So you've got just a lot of fun prepackaged food, food trucks, flowers, honey, produce, acoustic bands, a beer garden. It's just a cool event. Fun.
Then we have two other events coming up. One is Harborfest, which is coming back.
Yes, we're very excited.
Kevin McDougall from 5K Events is going to be in here talking about that.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, so they've got some really great festivals coming back at Festival Hall, so we always like to kind of include those. But the Harborfest, June 13th and 14th, they've got some really great bands, including Bella Kane, scheduled for that. And we're just excited that we had some people that actually, a group of community activists that brought this back. All of the proceeds are going back to local nonprofits, which I think is also really cool. And we're just gonna bring back the good old days of Harborfest.
And the Lighthouse Run is every year. They have Lighthouse Run on the around the 14th of June. It's on the 14th Flag Day this year. And I participate every single year in the Lighthouse Run. I'm in front of my house. I ring that little bell. I have some water I give to people. I participate every year.
There you go.
Lighthouse Run.
Yeah, we love the Lighthouse Run. We're so excited that that has continued to be a tradition in Racine. Obviously, it goes through downtown Racine all the way down to the Lighthouse in Caledonia and in Wind Point, and just a wonderful event.
We set up a hose. I hook it up to a ladder, and I turn it on mist. So when people come by my house, it's toward the end of the race. They just ran about 8 miles. And so I have the mist over in the street, and they run underneath the mist. And so I do that every year. That's how I participate. I don't run because I got to do the mist. Let's see. But then we have another Haymarket on the 28th and the 26th, rather. On the 27th, music on the monument.
Yeah, we start our massive live music concert series for the summer beginning at the end of June, just to make sure it's a little warmer for those musicians, because if it's cold out, it's really hard to play guitar or drums. So we'll start June 27th with Music on the Monument. Those are 4:30 to 7:30, so it's a great time to come after work and then stay downtown for dinner. And then we kick it off right away with Saturday Sound. So basically, this summer, every single Friday and Saturday, we have a different local band, a huge variety of music as well, from blues to jazz to country to punk to everything in between.
They still call it punk music?
We've got one, and we have even have an all-girls band this year playing.
They don't really call it punk anymore, do they?
It's, the band is kind of like a
funk,
rock.
Punk?
Yeah, maybe it's that. We have rock too, classic rock. I mean, we really try to do a variety of music, and so it's for, we'll be posting that band schedule probably within by the end of the week.
All-girl band, like the Bangles.
We were excited to find an all-girl band. Yeah. So girl power, right?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so June is just jam-packed. There's got to be something for everybody to come downtown in June.
Just like the Broadway musical says on Carousel, June is busted out all over. All right, so this sounds like a lot of events. This gets you through the first half of the year. And next time you come in, we'll start with July.
Yes.
And as boy, it just keeps piling up.
It really does.
I don't know how you put this all together.
It's going to be fun. We've got to take advantage of our summers.
And you're always looking for sponsors as well, right?
Yeah, and we are so happy that WRJN has been a major sponsor for all of our events this year, and we love that partnership. And but, of course, always looking for great sponsors.
How do they do that if somebody else wants to be a sponsor? How do they, on the website?
Yeah, right on our website. We have all the opportunities available, or reach out to me directly or message us on any of our social medias. We're on all of them.
Sounds great. Always good having you in here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Smoothies. Now, where are the smoothies again?
I think it's around the 400 block of Main Street.
Yeah, right by
next to RG Natural Babies. Yeah. And acai bowls.
I never heard of that. That's because I told you I hibernate in my house, so I don't get out
much. You got to try them out.
I got to get out of my house. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Everything we talked about is at racinedowntown.com. I'm never quite sure. RacineDowntown.com. Just go to the calendar of events, and there's also a bigger explanation of it. Once you see the calendar, you can get more explanation on what's going on. So that's great.
Yeah, come on down this Saturday. Bring the family, bring the kiddos, and give them the sugar high that they've been craving, I'm sure. And get them, you know, get your steps in. It'll be a fun weekend.
As Neil Diamond said, pack up the babies and grab the old ladies. Everyone goes. Everyone knows. The Downtown Racine. Thank you, Kelly. Kelly Cruz, Thanks. Downtown Racine Corporation.